Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. So glad you could tune in with us today. I am your host, Ava Coleman of Let's Talk with Perfect Anointing. How are you guys this afternoon? I am so excited. I'm trying not to burst. I'm super, super excited. We have a lot of good news to share with you guys today. First of all, let's begin by giving God all the glory, honor, and the praise. Oh, God, we give your name glory. Father God, we pray that you will be glorified in every area in our lives, God. And Father, we pray right now for you to meet the needs of the people, whatever their needs may be, oh, God. And we give your name glory, God. We want to thank you, Lord God. Before we say anything else, we should be saying thank you. That the blessings are on the way, God. Whatever the financial needs are, God, whatever the increase, whatever area, healing in your body, it's already done in the name of Jesus, God. Some wayward child, some wayward person that has strayed away from you and they're trying to find their way back home to you, oh God. You are standing there with your arms wide open, waiting to receive them back unto yourself. And God, we give your name glory right now, honor and praise right now for all the souls that are coming and returning back to the kingdom, God. You promised, Lord God, that no man could pluck at them out of your hands. And we thank you for doing it now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for souls that are coming to the kingdom. Oh, God, we give you glory. We thank you right now for your hand of protection and that you are leading and guiding your sheep right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray for direction. If you see any of your children that are going away, God, from you, God, we ask that you would draw them, God. Send somebody to them to water them, Lord, to strengthen them, to build them back up, God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that we are standing in your word, God, and standing on your promises. Your promises are truly amen and yea and amen. And we thank you right now for it in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah right there. So, God, I give your name praise, and I thank you right now that you guys have tuned in to Let's Talk with Perfect Anointing. I am your host, Ava Coleman, of the Gospel Group Perfect Anointing, all the way from Harvey, Louisiana. Super, super excited about a couple of things. First of all, let me just begin by saying that now Cry Out is not only charting, hallelujah, along with Never Disappointed, but it's charting. It is like number one, especially on K-Dom Radio. We want to send a special shout-out to Mr. Randall on his birthday today. He is celebrating y'all, so make sure you guys call him or plant a seed in his ministry. Amen. Put something in his pocket. Maybe he can buy himself a hamburger. Just a shout-out to you today, Mr. Randall. Happy, happy birthday to you and all of the rest of the birthday crews out there, wherever you guys are. Be careful, be safe, but enjoy yourself. Don't drink too much, and please don't drink and drive. But anyway, that's one thing. But we just found out most recently that we are, come on, I got to give God the glory again. We are nominated in the Rhythm of Gospel, the 12th Rhythm of Gospel Award Ceremony 2020. That's right, Perfect Anointed. Let that be known. Let that be marked for this day. Perfect Anointed, the song Cry Out. My. Cry Out is cutting up. Not only charting, but now has been a blessing to be on the national platform, the Rhythm of Gospel Music Awards 2020. Sending a special shout out to Dr. Mark Rogers regarding that. He's the overseer of that. And it, guys, I want to congratulate all of the nominees and all of the staff of the Rhythm of Gospel. I'm telling you, they're a wonderful group of persons to work with. And we just want to send a special shout out to them today and all of your hard work and all of your hard effort. And we're going to pray that the whole program is, it'll become more successful than it's already been in the past. But we're looking forward to 2020 bringing in the, hey, let's speak that thing into existence. Bring it in. Bring it on in. We're going to bring 2020 in here with power and might. Oh, my God, I thank you right now, Lord God. I give your name glory for what's getting ready to happen in the spirit realm. We're getting ready to run that devil loss in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We're going to make him out the liar truly that he truly is. And we thank you right now for the engagements, and we thank you right now for the supernatural, God. We're asking that you place your super on our natural. And, oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for all the participants and all of the artists that are coming from near and far, all of the persons, whoever you decide to touch. And I even want to thank you for our third annual Champion Award ceremony this year, coming this month, November the 30th, 2019, at the hour of 7 o'clock p.m. We will be hosting myself and my husband and have a couple of other guests that's going to be there. They're going to help us to present the awards, and also it's so many persons' names that I can call out. But first of all, let me just give God the glory for all of the nominees that have been nominated and all of the persons that are going to be representing from families and from family on. And it's going to be held this year at the wonderful luxury Crown Plaza Hotel Airport, New Orleans Airport. and that's located at 2829 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, Louisiana. And we're super excited. This event is all free to the public and it's free to the individuals. And we're asking that you guys will come formally dressed, formally, semi-formally, because we're going to be doing the red carpet event, where we're going to be taking photos on the red carpet, and we got some special surprises. I don't want to let the cat out the bag too much. You know, everybody who knows me knows that I do believe in surprising people, and I just sometimes do things spontaneous when my award ceremonies come. So you guys can look for that. Also, too, we could probably do a couple of little door prizes and all, too. But we also have some wonderful guests that are going to be there from across the globe. I tell you, y'all do not want to miss this event. This event is going to be amazing. First of all, the venue. Oh, my God. The venue itself is just amazing just to come and see it. And for all of the participants that I know already that you guys are going to be amazing. And I'm looking forward to your ministries. And I'm thanking God right now that it'll be televised. I don't know if I know our TV show is going to be, but I believe we're going to have a couple, maybe one or two other TV show sponsors. We're definitely going to have radio personality in the house. Hallelujah. So they're going to be doing. One, for instance, is Miss Stephanie McDonald. She's going to be hosting that part for me as far as the radio interviews and stuff like that on the red carpet. And she may have a little help or whatever. But anyway, I'm just giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise. And whoever else wants to engage in that activity with her, that's fine. And it's all, like I said, it's all free. But just make sure that it's clean cut. And make sure that you're just very professional about what it is that you guys will be doing and presenting to the artists and presenting to all of the personalities that and persons that are going to be there. Because we want this thing to be amazing. We want God to get all of the glory so that when next year comes, it'll grow even further and larger than what this year is going to be. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead on and play another song for you. And, you know, I'm so excited about the song Cry Out right now. And let me tell you, this song was written when I was really at a low point in my life. And I just begin to, I don't know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's one. But I just got happy. I started saying, I am not. No, Satan, I am not what you say I am, but I am who God says I am, and I have what God says, and I wear what God says, and I drive, come on now, somebody, and I eat, come on, what God says I eat, hallelujah. I am not taking any wooden nickels, and I would beg the difference if you guys allow anybody to give you or sell you any wooden nickels. We're not having it, no. Hold on, saints. Cry out.
Man, it's not right. That could go left and right. No more poverty. No more life for me. Don't get my money back. Get my family back.
Oh, nobody know what I'm talking about. You want your money back? You want everything the enemy stole from you back, right? Hey.
I know you hear me.
Cry out to him.
Cry out.
He hears you. The answer's on the way, y'all. Keep it before you can get it out good. Come on. Hey.
Line it up with me. get my money back, get my family back, get my health back. Do it all for me. I know you hear me crying,
crying out. With you
guys, the
categories that cry out then.
The categories that we're in. Come on, guys. Crying out to you. No crying out to me. I know you hear me.
Don't
get your blessing. Just want to be free. Don't cry out to me. Don't cry out to me.
Guys, and if you are interested in purchasing the song, it is available now on all digital sites, particularly CD Baby, Amazon MP3, Grace Note, Hallelujah, that's right, and also on iTunes, as well as many other digital sites. But we encourage you guys, and we thank you for all the ones that already have purchased it. And I tell you, it's being played so unanimously on several radio stations, and I'm looking forward to be playing even more on more radio stations, and I'm just so excited, like I said. I will be sharing with you, before the broadcast goes off, the categories that we are nominated in with the Rhythm of Gospel Awards under the leadership of Dr. Mark Rogers. Dr. Mark Rogers places on events. All of these events are so wonderful. I have to say so. I had the privilege of being in one of his events just a couple of months ago in Baton Rouge. It was a Rhythm of Gospel. I was in a portion of Set the Stage on Fire, and I tell you, it was amazing. All of the artists were wonderful, and the event itself was just so, I tell you, and you guys wouldn't want to miss this event for nothing. If you can make it this year, it's going to be, well, in 2020, it's going to be held in Birmingham, Alabama. And I will be forwarding that information and the address and everything pertaining to that real soon on the broadcast. I don't have it before me, but I do want to send a special shout out to him, and I want to thank his staff and all the persons that have become nominated in that particular award show. I'm super, super excited about my portion. I have been nominated in 3 categories, guys. I'm looking for my nomination sheet as we speak. Okay, what did I do with you? Let's see. Where are you? Bear with me, guys. I wrote it down several times. Of course, you guys know that. But, you know, when you're looking for something, when you need it right away, you know you never can pick it up, or it's never in your sight somehow or another. I have a lot of paperwork that I've been doing, and it's probably got some kind of way. Here we go. It's number 21. It's a hip-hop, well, holy hip-hop, R&P song of the year. Yeah. And we're also in category 36 for best performance by group or duo. Hallelujah. And number 57 is urban contemporary female vocalist of the year. That would be moi. That's right. And I'm going to need your guys' votes. I need you to really pray about it. I believe you can vote as many times as you like when that time comes. I believe voting starts December the 2nd, 2019. So, like I said, we're going to be coming in this year strong. We started off with a bang. Things got a little slow for us, but now we're going to end it with a blast. Hallelujah. And we want to, oh, God, I'm about to shout in here. Come on now. Oh, glory. I'm about to shout in this studio on today. And I'm going to tell you, there's so many things that God has blessed me with. Like I said, I haven't shared yet. But I want to also send a special shout out to Mr. Strotter. He's a new broadcaster with GMAP. This young man, he has a wonderful, wonderful radio show also. And his radio show has, of course, its own website. And just the other day, I don't know how he found me, but he did. And he reached out to me via Facebook, and he asked me, was Cry Out, has it been released yet? And I told him yes. So he was right on time. But while I was speaking with the gentleman, he was placing everything on his site. My CD's on there. I believe he has a video of me on there, as well as my book, which has also won its first award this year called Broken But Still Standing. And this year, guys, it's on sale for only $6.99 on blurb.com. Hallelujah. I'll soon be forwarding that link to you, because you got to go to the link, or either you can go to blurb.com and type in Broken But Still Standing by Ava Coleman. So we're super, super excited about all of these wonderful things that are occurring and all of these wonderful events that we have. Hallelujah. I know we got to go to Atlanta for sure. But also this year, believe it or not, folks, I have been blessed to be a participant on America's Got Talent. I thought they were joking until I received my ticket to come to New York. November the 23rd, I will be there in New York City, New York, for America's Got Talent. And y'all know I'm excited. So please make sure, we're going to let you guys know exactly when the taping day comes on, when you'll be able to visualize it like we do in person. So we are super excited about that. There's a wonderful event that we're going to be going to in Atlanta. That will be November the 16th. This is a gospel showcase. You know, I love showcases. I love doing everything, but, you know, I love showcases. I love to show my talent. Whether it's to the young, to the middle aged, and you gotta make sure when you're writing a song or when you're in ministry that you write something for all ages to reach everybody. And what I love about Cry Out is a song that can reach anybody and everybody, any age, the young at heart, you know. And I'm just super excited about also never disappointed. God, He will never, guys, never, ever disappoint you. You think He's late, but He's always on time. And God wants to make sure that we have everything that we supernaturally need from Him. And you never ever want to be ahead of Him. So sometimes you gotta wait a little longer, because I noticed that the more I wait, the better off I become. Or somebody always calls me, or something at the time when I really need them to call me, or when I need a situation that I'm going dealing with the music portion of it, and I need answers, somebody always calls or has the answer that I need. When you submit it to God and you just leave it alone, don't worry about it. Don't worry about your finances. Everything is going to be at the appointed time that God has for you to get it. So don't go before Him. Don't go ahead of Him. Be patient and wait on the Lord. Wait, I say. Be of good courage. That's it. Wait, I say. That's one of my wonderful scriptures. Wait, I say on the Lord. And I just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for the things that He's doing in this ministry. Our ministry is finally getting to the place where we have been trying to get to for 7 years. We have not got all of the things that God has for us, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. Come on, somebody. Somebody know what I'm about to say. Y'all know y'all feel a shout about to come on. That's right. I'm that excited, and I'm about to birth on it. I have stuff still. I'm giving birth to inside of me. And that's why the Bible says, everywhere the sole of your foot shall tread upon, you shall conquer. So we got to get to stepping. Now, I know we've been busy, but we got to get to moving. We got to get to going. Hallelujah, because I want all of my blessings before this year. I want everything God has for me, that he has for me in this year, in this season. This is a serious season. It's a really tricky, tricky season, guys. So you don't want to be tricked out of your blessings. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy snag you or tag you. Hallelujah. So we're going to give God praise, honor, and glory. I'm going to sing. I'm going to allow another song to be played, Never Disappointed, by Perfect Anointed. Never Disappointed, Perfect Anointed. But don't beat yourself up over it. Hallelujah. Ask God's forgiveness, repent of it, and keep pushing. Hallelujah. Forgive yourself. Had the opportunity to sing for the Remnant of Gospel 2019 at the Baton Rouge location. I believe it was held in, I don't recall, maybe the Hilton, but I don't want to say that, the hotel where the actual event was held. And they gave me this new name. They call me now Miss Neo Soul of Gospel. I have the gospel flair of Neo Soul when I song, never disappointed. Now I'm to the gospel what Erykah Badu is to the hip hop. Okay, so I take that too. Amen. And I give God all the glory. And I give him once again the praise. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I have a whole lot of things that I still need to cover. So I will be signing off at my regular time today, which will be 5:30. I am thinking about taking the broadcast to another level with another 30 minutes, maybe two, maybe an hour. Okay, so bear with me, guys. I will start to doing like I wanted to do from the beginning when I started with K-Dom Radio and Mr. Randall. I've always wanted to have the artist to come in to the studio, but a lot of you guys know we have been preparing for our new place of business, so I wanted to do it all. And, you know, sometimes you just can't get to everything that you really desire to do in that particular time frame with the moving and with the traveling and all. So I'm just asking you guys to bear with me because I want to set it up where you guys can actually come in and bring guests with you. Hallelujah. Bring the whole posse and come on in here. Let's do this interview, and I will be sharing your songs. And also I will be, like I said, doing the gift giveaways and all that. And there's some monetary things that surprises. Sometimes I don't tell you what the surprise is in the bag, but you got to come. That's the only way you're going to find out. Hallelujah. So thank you guys for tuning in today, and thank you guys. Please be careful. Please be careful again. The holiday seasons are upon us now. It's November today should be the 6th, I believe, the 6th of the month. So Christmas and Thanksgiving and all that good stuff, we will be in New York for Thanksgiving this year. So be careful, guys. Please dress properly because the weather's getting ready to change as well. So you guys, I salute you all. I give God glory, and I'm going to be praying for the world. And that's what we got to remember, to pray for one another and pray for the world and our world leaders. Hallelujah. We have to continue to pray no matter what we feel or how we may feel about an individual or whatever. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door, sure, but prayer is the first thing you got to do is pray. Amen. Kneel down on your knees and ask for forgiveness. If you want God to forgive you, then you must show forgiveness yourself. And with that being said, I am signing off. Thank you guys for tuning in today. We come on every Thursday at the hour of 5 o'clock PST time. That's 7 o'clock PM your time and mine. Be watching Facebook. God bless.